Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Jake Smith. And fans, it's a name you're going to hear during spring training. He was tremendous last year at San Jose and is certainly in the plans for the Giants. So nice to have you on the show. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, spring training. So, all right, I know you pinch yourself every once in a while and say, am I really here? What's it like for you being in this clubhouse with all these guys?
It was a little bit surreal the first day. But, I mean, now it's just, you know, talking with them and being around them. It's just, you know, trying to keep my head down and do my work.
Well, last year, as I said, at San Jose, you had an outstanding season and tremendous year as a closer. And I think I looked at the stats, I don't know, 70 innings, 120 strikeouts or something like that. Describe your year for us. Give me a little bit of that.
Well, I just knew, you know, San Jose, the league in general is a hitter's league. And you have to learn how to pitch there. And so that's what I really tried to do is just go out. And Mike Couchet helped me a lot. And then I tried to get pointers from all the guys that came through there, like Eric Cordier, and then Jake Peavy came through there, and I talked to him a little bit, and some of the other guys, but I just tried to gather as much information and as much knowledge as I could going through there through the season to have with me.
Yeah, pitching is a science, and of course, you know, if you're strong like you are, and you can throw in the upper 90s, but you always have to have that secondary pitch. You have to command something else.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the key for me, is just being able to throw my off speed for strikes too. Last year, I could throw it behind in counts, and it got me back into counts a lot of times.
All right, Jake Smith with us. As I said, fans, during the spring training season, you're going to hear his name a lot, certainly in the plans for the Giants. Your background, getting into baseball, just as a kid growing up, we always like to find out where you grow up, who you rooted for, what kind of baseball kid were you?
Yeah, I was always a Braves fan. I grew up in North Augusta, South Carolina, and my grandmother was a big Braves fan. And I grew up in the 90s, so they were pretty good then. But it was pretty cool to see the Giants, I guess, beat the Braves and then get drafted by the Giants for Bobby Cox's last game. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, Bobby Cox, one of our favorites. He used to sit in the stands. We'd sit and talk about criminal law, because I was a criminal trial lawyer for 25 years, and he loved asking me questions about criminal law. We'd get out here at 1 o'clock and spend a couple hours in the stands. He was special.
Yeah, he really was, and I know he's still. I know a couple guys that play for the Braves now, and his presence still kind of lingers in that clubhouse a little bit.
Yeah, he's cool. All right, you say North Augusta. I think of the Masters. Are you a golfer, too?
No, I've actually never golfed in my life. The guys gave me a hard time a little bit because they were going on their golf outing and right. I wasn't going with them. But being from Augusta, that's the question I get. It's, oh, you must golf. And no, I don't golf. So.
All right. Now, what do you do for hobbies, by the way?
I'll fish. I don't do too much hunting. But basically fish and play baseball.
I remember Jonathan Broxton, I think, was from that area, I think, right? From Williamsboro, as Jake says, and he used to hunt raccoons and skunks. I mean, he would tell me the stuff he would hunt. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he was out there from Williamsboro, about 30 minutes from Augusta, but those are the boys in the country there.
Really? I'd say the story was amazing when he did it about the kind of food he ate. All right, Jake, back to Jake Smith. You do have an interesting story. And it's not the complete story about you, but you were part of the grounds crew at Augusta and certainly, of course, the Giants farm team down there. And then all of a sudden, baseball started happening for you again. Give us a little bit of background on that. I think the fans would like to hear it.
Yeah, well, I guess in 2009, I had the assistant groundskeeper in Augusta was Augie Rodriguez. And he was one of my baseball coaches throughout high school. And he asked me, you know, if I wanted to learn more about the game. They had another position. I wouldn't get paid for it, but I could come out and learn about baseball. And it just so happened at the time, Steve Klein was the pitching coach there. And so I would go out before we'd have to do the groundskeeper duties and, you know, throw with him a little bit, Augie anyway. And then Klein saw me and told me to bring my glove, you know, and come out there and throw a bullpen. And I guess that's how it all got started.
Wow, amazing. As we sit here in the dugout in Scottsdale, we were watching the grounds crew work on the field. I guess you did. You want to give them any pointers? I mean, you must have done this.
No, they probably know a lot more than I do. I was just an assistant, but it was a good time. I learned a lot.
Well, George Costanza was assistant to the traveling secretary of the Yankees, and you know what he did on the Seinfeld show. All right, you're an assistant. All right. But it must have been fun. I mean, you're not playing at that time, but now here's Steve Klein, the great Pittsburgh Steeler fan, gets you out there and throws you some bullpens with you. How are you throwing? What does he tell you?
He basically just tells me to stay under control and just try to, you know, throw strikes. And then that was whenever I started really starting to become consistent, because I was in college playing and other things, but I wasn't really consistent, and that's kind of what him and then Bert both started to get to me, was I need to be, you know, consistent day in and day out, and I'm still trying to build on that and become as consistent as possible. But that was whenever they started to put those, you know, roots in the ground.
Yeah, that's, well, roots, I like that. For a groundskeeper, that's a good phrase. Very good, Jake. All right. But that's the story of Major League Baseball, is consistency and be able to repeat what you do, because the hitters will tell you right away if you're doing that. All right, so now you're, Steve Klein works with you and they like you, so what happens after that?
I threw a couple of bullpens. I guess Bert came in and watched me throw one, and then Philippe Alou came in and watched me throw, and then they brought in Yeshaya Goldfarb, and they all came in and watched me throw. And I didn't end up signing the summer of 2009, but they drafted me in the summer of 2011. So I guess it was kind of the way in and putting my name out there.
All right. Now, after Augusta, did you go back to school, or were you a professional after everyone came down to see you?
No, I went back to school. I went one more year at Darton College, and then I went up to Campbell University, and I got drafted out of Campbell University in North Carolina.
Okay, and what number were you drafted from the Giants?
I was the 48th round pick, so it was, I think there was 1,467 guys picked before me.
Well, talk to Mike Piazza. He's going to be in Cooperstown, and he was the 51st round pick of the Dodgers way back. So, you know, but if you have the ability. But, all right, so now you get drafted by the Giants. What do you think?
I think there's a lot more work to put in, because I know that, you know, I was a later round pick, and it doesn't, you know, that's not the end of things. You still have to put in a lot more work to achieve, you know, the ultimate goal of playing in the major leagues and being a productive major league player.
All right, so what's your repertoire? I know a lot of fans are going to come down here. These games are pretty much sold out, as you'll see, in spring training. And here you are on the mound. They want to know, what does Jake Smith like to throw?
I throw a fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. So I think the primary pitches are fastball, cutter, and I mean, I'll throw the breaking ball and changeup as well, but those are, you know, more, I guess, my out pitches.
Okay. All right. Now, being a closer, which you were in San Jose, and you were the outstanding closer in the Cal League last year, you have to have a short memory, because it's not always so good, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a little bit of a rough one here today, but I'll be right back out there in a couple days. And it's just baseball. I mean, you know, not everything's going to go your way. Not every ball's going to fall your way. I mean, those, you know, everything, I wish it would work out perfectly, but it doesn't always do that. So you have to have a short memory and just get ready to go back out there.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you got to stand at your locker and talk about it. You know, honestly, I know it's not simple, but the great ones can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I try to watch and watch and see how people look after they fail, because that's whenever you really see people's true character. And it's not always easy to stand in your locker and man up and say, you know, this is what I did and this is why I did it, and, you know, sorry it didn't work out tonight, but tomorrow I'll be just as good.
No, that you said it very well. That's the key to being a closer. Well, nice to have you on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun watching you out here, and who knows where you'll be this year, but upper 90s, and now you're on everyone's radar, so good to have you on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. We're thinking about the food that Broxton, boy, I can't get that out of my mind. All right, that's a Georgia guy for you, from the country, as Jake says. All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.